and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings to all you tweebs out there. You are listening to Trends with Benefits, the only podcast on the internet with the balls to talk about what's trending. I'm Gabe Dannon, and I'm here with my co-host July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata isn't here today. But before you turn off the show, we have a great guest. You know him from his UCB sketch group, Oh Brother. Appearances on Parks and Rec and Comedy Bang Bang, and Scarborough Country, and his show DC, Hollywood for Ugly People at UCB. It's Kenny Stevenson.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, all two of us.
Yeah.
Three of us. There's three.
There are three of us.
I can't count.
Two dogs.
Yeah, five. All five of us.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Are you somebody who knows about the trends? Do you think that you...
I feel like I'm up on what's trending and whatnot. I have a day job, and at my job I have three computers, and one computer just has TweetDeck up, so I know what people are talking about.
Yeah, it's like going past your eyes at all times.
Yeah, I'm always like, wait, what did... It's usually, what did Trump just do? That's usually what I say, but yeah.
And you know, July will back me up on this. We tend not to get too political on this show.
That's fine. We could talk about the most benign stuff ever. It's fine.
Mainly because I don't think I would ever be able to say anything smart about politics.
Okay.
But, I heard you, you did recently a Mike Pence impersonation.
I did. On Hard Nation.
On Hard Nation.
Yes.
It was spot on. And
I thought. Oh, thank you.
Topical to bring up this week. We just had our VP debate.
That's super exciting, vice presidential debate. Yeah, when Mike and Paul asked me to do the show, I've told them like early on when they started the show that I wanted to do it. I was like, please let me do it. And they asked me to do Mike Pence, and I just was like, oh, yes. I was like so excited. And so I just watched a bunch of clips of him talking, and I just tried to do it as best as I cannot stand him, so I just was like, yes, this is like, it's most of my impressions that I do. Because I on the Scalabros, I'm doing Nick Cage or Michael Caine or Chris Christopherson or Harrison Ford. Most of my impressions are all like people who I think are pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or like fun. And like, it's fun to play, just to play a total dick like Mike Pence's. So,
right.
Check it out. And Julie Brister plays his wife.
His wife, yeah. Oh, it sounded great.
Yeah.
And, yeah, those characters all have like a certain... I say characters, they're all real people.
Mm-hmm.
they all have a certain shared quality. They all seem a little self-satisfied, I would say.
Yeah, I tend to... Most of my impressions tend to be pretty full of themselves.
But Mike Pence, I mean, of all of them, he doesn't have any reason to feel to be so smug.
He has a ton of reasons. He's like a total staunch conservative who thinks he knows what's right for everyone, and that includes like women's rights and gay rights and baby rights, and pretty much he thinks he should control all of them. So if you want someone to control your entire life, vote for Trump and Pence.
Trump and Pence.
Yeah. I think that...
Trumpens.
I think, well, you're really hitting their base with this podcast.
Yeah. They checked out the second they heard UCB. They were like,
"Well, at least when they heard Agata wasn't here."
Yeah, if they still stayed after that, when they heard UCB, they thought, "Oh, University of California at Berkeley."
Right.
I don't think so.
Right. Oh, great. This is going to be another hacky sack podcast.
Wouldn't it be great if there was I'm sure there is a hacky sack podcast.
I mean, there's a steampunk podcast.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely out there.
I think there's got to be at least, there's got to be more than one steampunk podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, steampunk, I think, was probably a couple.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But
I want to know if there's just like a straight hacky.
Talking hack.
Talking hack. Hack talk.
Hack talk. Welcome to the quad. We're going to talk.
Yeah,
hack.
Seriously. That's probably exactly what it is.
Oh, I wanted to talk about, we really appreciate you coming on the show. And,
I'm very happy to be
and,
here.
And talking trends with us.
I'd love to.
There's something trending in my life I'm very excited about.
Oh.
I did something today that I've been wanting to do for a long time. I got rid of my car.
Whoa, that's big.
Yeah. It was starting to feel like a little bit of an albatross.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking like, you know, I got to get rid of this thing. I got to move it twice a week because of street sweeping. And mm-hmm.
Do you take like Metro everywhere?
I don't now, but I used to. Like I live.
So how are you
going to
get around? You're just going to walk?
I'll walk. I'll Lyft line. I'll Metro.
Boom.
I'll, you know, bum rides from people.
Cool.
And then soon, all cars are going to be driven by machines. So
yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm getting out ahead of this thing.
Well, but this is actually something we just talked about on my last show that I did on Saturday. Is the, you know, so that came out that like Google is forming these like coalitions with other big Silicon Valley giants like Facebook, and they're creating support groups for people who are freaked out by artificial intelligence,
right,
like the self-driving cars. And I didn't know this, but Mike Still, to bring Mike back up again, pointed out in at my show that like Elon Musk came out and basically said like, this is the number one thing that we should be afraid of,
right,
is artificial intelligence. But right, you're taking Elon Musk, easily the smartest person in the world, you're listening to his advice and just throwing caution into the wind and saying pretty soon cars are going to drive themselves, and that's fine, I'm okay with it.
Well, I mean, I think that sounds cool to me. I mean, I don't want to be blown up or destroyed, but I'm going to have fun while it's actually useful. Right? Like,
well, it's true. It'll be fun for a while until they attack us.
Until they attack us, right? I mean, I don't know. Like, it seems like if that's going to happen, there's not going to be much we're going to be able to do about
it. I'm intrigued. What did you do with your car?
I took it to CarMax. They appraised it in like an hour or so, and then they gave me like what they were willing to give me for the car, and a week to think about it. And I thought I could maybe get a little more if I went on Craigslist, but I decided
it's not a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Meeting strangers.
I've bought and sold a car to CarMax before.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was super convenient. I like it.
The one down by the airport?
The one right down by the airport. This episode, by the way, is brought to you by CarMax. One down by the airport. And while you're there, pick up some donuts at the big
Randy's Donuts.
They've
you guys aren't sponsored by Squarespace this week?
No.
Or Blue Apron or
one
of the ones that every podcast is sponsored by?
We got SeatGeek.
We've got CarMax.
We got CarMax.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the only one we could get.
Hey, CarMax is the...
It's big. It's big.
It is big.
Go to CarMax.com. Enter in your zip code for great deals.
Supposed to have a promo code.
Oh, yeah.
Use the promo code.
Oh, use the promo code TWEEB. TWEEB. To tell them that you're a
tweeb.
I would
love if somebody did that. Like somebody, for whatever reason, just checked out in like the 3 minutes where we started this bit, and then was like, "Oh shit, I need to get a new car."
Yeah.
And then went to CarMax and like called somebody at CarMax and was like, "Why doesn't this promo code work?"
Yeah, I'm entering. I'm supposed to get 75% off any car.
Amazing.
Well, at this point in the show is usually when we have a great segment called Ask Agata, where people write in from all over the internet for advice questions of Agata, who is our resident expert.
Okay.
She's not here. So I think we're just going to skip it.
Okay.
Go straight to the trends.
Let's
but
go get to the trends.
I would be, what's that word?
Remiss.
I'd be remiss. Thank you. If I didn't mention that you can write into our website, twb.cool.com. /ask or call our hotline 432-AGOTTA-HIGH and ask us some advice questions. We want to help, just not this week.
And right before we get into the trends, we also have a special guest that always joins us on the podcast. She is a robot version of Laura Hall,
yes,
the piano accompanist from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Thank you. I nearly forgot. I was wondering why there was still feminine energy in here, even with a god of god.
It's a strong feminine.
My name is Roba Laura Hall.
Let me allow her to speak a little.
Hello, my name is Roba Laura Hall.
She's drunk.
Yeah, she's she's hammered.
Roba Laura Hall is here. She's producing our show, and you can see her there behind the glass in the booth there.
She's like surprisingly larger in real life.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like maybe a couple versions down, I'll make her a little more compact, but
yeah,
it was more about getting all of the functionality in.
Talk to Elon Musk.
Right.
He could probably get you a smaller version.
Mm-hmm. Another thing about Elon Musk is he says that that chances are we're probably already living in virtual reality.
He said that?
Yes. Like, it's like there's a 1 in a billion chance that we're not already in a simulation.
Oh my God. I love Elon Musk is amazing. Like, all the, like, because like, I was just thinking about today. I'm sorry if this is already a trending topic that we're going to be talking about in a second, but you know how like the Blade Runner title came out today? It's called Blade Runner 2049. That's what the new sequel's gonna be called.
Okay, I didn't hear that.
And I guess like the original Blade Runner is supposed to take place in either 2016 or 2017. I think it's like right now, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's like not even close. Like there are parts of that movie that are kind of close, but like for the most part it's not. And it's like Elon Musk is like doing the things that we thought we would be doing when we were like little kids,
mm-hmm,
and like saw, not that I was way too little when Blade Runner came out, but like, you know, Star Wars or
yeah,
Star Trek or whatever. He's like doing mm-hmm things that like, and like
exactly
talking about things in science that are like, yeah, like what's taken so long? Why aren't we going to Mars? Like what the hell?
Right?
Like he's
going
to be in Mars in like 3 years. It's crazy.
That's great.
It's awesome. And Leonardo DiCaprio's going apparently.
This is why I keep saying we, you know, move everything to the private sector. Move Social Security to the no, I'm sorry.
Oh, jeez.
I
love it.
No, he's a smart guy, and he's making our Star Trek reality come true, and I'm so grateful to him for that.
I love that he thinks there's a 1 in a billion chance we're already living in some sort of simulation. It's like, fuck.
Right. So what difference does it make if the robots,
I guess. Yeah, who cares? None of this is real anyway.
So, Roba Laura Hall, what? I hope you're doing well. This is our guest, Kenny.
Please hold.
I'm good. Hello, Kenny.
Oh, hi. How was your day? Is that too big of a question?
It's okay, dear.
Oh, so formal.
I thought it was a little familiar.
Yes, I guess deer is familiar. I'm sorry.
It's both.
I can't,
it's formal and familiar.
I can't discriminate between formal and familiar.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great eloquence being spoken tonight.
Putin banner mysteriously appears on Manhattan Bridge.
Oh, what? I have not heard this.
July was telling me about this just before we were recording.
This just happened today. A giant poster of Russian President Vladimir Putin was draped along the side of the Manhattan Bridge Thursday afternoon.
How big was it?
There's a picture of it right here.
What? What does it say on it?
It says peacemaker.
It says peacemaker?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That is very interesting.
Enigmatic.
I can say that I don't think a New Yorker did that. I think it's somebody who either lives in one of the boroughs or even Long Island. I spent the summer in Long Island working on a show for Netflix, and people in Long Island are really, really conservative and really love Donald Trump in a way that I've never seen in anywhere in the country so far, mm-hmm, even though I've only been a couple places in the country since Trump decided to run for president. And it would not, like, if someone were to tell me that, like, yeah, some two, like, two jamokes from, you know, where did I live? Massapequa, New York, strung up a Putin poster, I'd be like, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. But that's crazy.
I don't understand what the message is supposed to be.
Yeah, they
like, what is the what's the political statement?
He's a peacemaker. He's the peacemaker. Did somebody like come forward and say that they did it, or what?
As of the recording date, no, nobody knows who put it up. No one knows what the message behind it is. They interviewed some people asking their thoughts on it, and a lot of people said they were also confused as what the message was behind it. And yeah, so
I mean, maybe it's supposed to be like, maybe it's supposed to be like ironic. Like street art or something, like ironic, like Putin is the opposite of a peacemaker, because that's he literally is the opposite of a peacemaker.
Oh, so you're saying this could be a Mr. Brainwash?
Yeah, is that thing? His name? The guy from
a
last
Banksy thing?
Yeah, what's the guy from Exit Through the Gift Shop? What was his name? Was it Mr. Brainwash?
Yeah.
Which they're also saying is just a Banksy thing. It's mm-hmm. He's not a real guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, talk about, that's like a season two Mr. Robot right there.
Oh, God.
Or what if it's just a sincere message? What if some, like, Russian nationalists put it up?
I would kind of love that.
That would be great.
Just some guy who's like, Americans need to know.
He's really not so bad.
He makes peace in every country. You know, I'm going to put poster on Manhattan Bridge. People will appreciate that.
We have to get the message out.
Yeah, what's his quickest way to get the message of Vladimir Putin out? I know. A giant poster. It's definitely great. Some guy like in his 40s.
Yeah.
Because if it was like somebody like 20s, they would have just gone on like, they would have just made the poster and then just posted it somewhere online and been like, here we go.
That's how you track it down, by the way, though. You've got to go through the printing people.
Yeah.
Any of you processed an order for a giant
Vladimir Putin?
Vladimir Putin recently.
Well, let me check the book.
love that. That's a great story. That's one of my favorite trends we've ever had.
I'm surprised I didn't hear that. That's insane.
Kenny, we're on the cutting edge.
I know. This is amazing.
This isn't one of those weekly recap shows. We're talking about the things that are trending
right now.
This is hot.
Right now.
Hot takes.
In about a week or two, when this actual episode comes out,
yeah,
this is still going to be really? The first place where you hear this story.
That's awesome. I'm just going to make big, bold predictions for when this comes out. God, Hillary killed Trump in that debate on Sunday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And who would have thought the girl on the train would have made $700 million in one weekend? It's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Got to give it up to that campaign.
Right? The advertising for that movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
All those posters draped around the Manhattan Bridge.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You guys know that
it's guerrilla marketing.
That Vladimir Putin's in Girl on a Train.
Yeah.
Girl on the Train. He plays Tom. That's the shocking casting, is they think it's supposed to be Justin Theroux, but it's actually Vladimir Putin.
Very method.
Theroux takes a mask off at the end, and it turns out it was Vladimir Putin the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Surprise.
Yeah. Peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
If you'd read the book, you'd understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you read it, you won't be able to put it down. That's what I hear.
I actually have read it. It's good. It's a good book. I heard the movie's terrible, but that's just not me. That's Rotten Tomatoes. It's like a 40-something on Rotten Tomatoes.
I hear it has a great ending where somebody takes off a mask. And
a very prominent Russian leader, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hear it's not as good as the third Da Vinci Code movie.
I have seen the third Da Vinci Code movie.
Oh, have you?
Yep. I work at Sony Pictures.
Oh.
And so I've saw a
sneak peek. This is a scoop, people.
It is a hot
take. Somebody has seen the movie.
I have. I can't off air I will make comments. This is what I thought about it, but I cannot say on air.
I will say this. I've seen the trailer for it, and I think the trailer is fantastic.
Okay.
I really do.
Okay.
I think Tom Hanks just reacting to a lot of things is really fun to watch.
Did you like Angels and Demons?
No. I haven't seen it, okay. So I have no opinion on it.
We'll talk off air.
Okay.
Reveals first look at new Guardians of the Galaxy ride, but not everyone is pleased.
Okay, so
why am I not getting any of these things? I was on the internet all day today. There's footage of the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
I think that Robolora Hall spends a lot of her time on like the dark web, getting a lot of this.
Okay,
stuff.
So yeah, the dark web.
It might be all Mr. Robot.
She's driving down Silk Road.
Yeah. With
wait,
hair
so
in the wind.
Guardians of the Galaxy ride is taking over for the Tower of Terror.
Correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like a giant, is it going to be a towering type thing?
Yeah, there's a photo if you want to take a look at it.
I do.
That's some concept art.
What is that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be the place that they go to?
The like prison where they kind of escape.
Oh, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie. I absolutely love Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I think it's... Mm-hmm. One of my favorites. I could watch it all the time. I think it's really, really, really great.
Soundtrack's good.
The soundtrack is fun. It's called The Breakout. Mission Breakout.
Yeah, there's a video if you want to check out the video.
Can we play the video?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I'll just describe their reactions because I'm on the other side of the table.
Is a giant warehouse belonging to the collector, this huge power plant kind of a place that's surging with power, rising up into the sky, and packed with all of his rare...
Oh, wait, it's the collector's
tower.
Benicio del Toro will be working there every day.
Used as a design tool. It shows the full composition of all of our colors, a lot of elements, reflective elements, golds and silver accents.
Oh. People they have describing this need to be fired.
Some of the piping and power references come from oil refineries and places like that.
Oh, wow, really?
Styles that you might even see in comic books. We want to make sure that it has beauty both day and night. It really has a lot of different sort of design elements that all come together and create what's really a very striking building. It's going to look like a brand new attraction.
Yeah, that was a pretty terrible description of the video. Everything about that was pretty terrible.
Yeah, I would from hearing it, I can tell why people are upset because it sounds really boring.
Well, they're basically just to describe. Do you guys put the video up? You put the video.
No,
well, we could link to it.
We could link to it.
I think you should link to
it.
Basically, it's like two people standing next to like a model that like it looks like somebody made this. Like, if you were to tell me that, like, some kid, like, built this, I'd be like, whoa, shit, that's pretty cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the developers of the ride for Disney are like, yeah, you're just sitting next to some model. The first guy's energy, though, is pretty great. I thought he had a lot of really good energy. He was really excited about it.
I will say this. It's just as scary as the Tower of Terror, and I will not be getting on this ride.
Do you not have you not read the Tower of Terror?
It's too scary.
Do you not do roller coasters?
It's too scary, no.
Wow.
I'll do most of that stuff.
I'll do it. I've never been on the Tower of Terror because I've never been at California Adventure since it's been open. But if I was there and I could go on it, I would.
So is that why people are upset? Because they love Tower of Terror?
Yeah. Yeah, what was the attraction at Disneyland that people were upset last? Was it Captain EO?
Yeah.
That was like taken away and then they brought it back and then took it away again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just people have this sort of nostalgia attached to it, you know?
Well, here's the thing is that they'll probably get over it and they'll probably still go and they'll probably still spend their money. So Disney should just be like, whatever. Hey, guys.
Probably love it. And
we own Marvel. We own Star Wars. We own the Muppets. We own ESPN. It's like, we've got you covered, Disney. Today's podcast brought to you by Disney.
Yeah, Disney and CarMax.
Those are pretty solid sponsors.
They're really, and it's, I mean, our listeners are having to adjust because these are our first live reads, too. That's why they're a little rusty.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Go to Disney.com. That's .com. Yeah. Use the promo code Peacemaker.
Yeah, I love it. And get 100% off. That's free. Tickets to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Don't edit that out. We're going to get like sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Disney will come. The Disney army will come and hunt us down and kill us all.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But go see Rogue One, December 21st.
Yeah. This podcast is also brought to you by a sub corporation of Disney, Rogue One. The movie is a sub corporation.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
Yeah, I'll write it. I haven't been to Disneyland much in the past. I had a roommate once who was so obsessed with Disneyland that he would go every week, and he bought me a year-round pass.
Amazing.
He would drive, but it sounds amazing, but he would want me to go with him every weekend, and then he would be impossible to. It'd be impossible to get him to leave, and then he'd throw a fit the whole drive home.
Wow, so he was like a toddler.
Yeah, he was like a toddler.
That's amazing. See, wow. I grew up. I'm from Orange County, and I grew up like around Disney, like Disney being this thing that we drove past when I went to my grandma's house, and I've worked there. So to me, it's like, yeah, whatever. It's Disneyland. But I've met so many people up here in LA because people from LA come from all over the world, and they're like, are so amped. They go to Disneyland all the time. And to me, it's like, yeah, okay. I mean, I like it when I go, but I'm always like,
yeah,
that's that place. There's the Matterhorn. I used to, that when I saw the Matterhorn, that's when I got off the freeway at Ball Road to go to my grandma's house. And I would turn right. Like the exit you get off to go to Disneyland is where I would get off the freeway to go to my, to go visit my grandma. So, she's dead now. Anyway,
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's been like 15 years, guys. What else is trending?
What else is trending?
Golden Girls action figures are here.
What?
My goodness. They are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, Comic-Con is going to debut these action figures this weekend.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's happening in New York City.
New York Comic-Con?
Yeah.
I'm going to make them kiss. that's exciting.
Oh, I love that Dorothy has a little, little purse.
Kind of looks like a little suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. They're pretty cool. I gotta say, Blanche has like on a little like jogging outfit.
Oh, and what's her face's? She's got a scarf. What's her name?
Not Betty White, not Rue McClanahan.
Leachman, Cloris Leachman.
Leachman was not on the Golden Girl.
Sorry.
oh God, Bea Arthur.
Bea Arthur.
She has a little scarf on. These are pretty great. You know what? They will probably sell a ton of these.
Oh yeah.
The Golden Girls have had quite the renaissance in the past 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what will they not make into action figures these days, right?
Real people.
That's
like,
true.
Once it gets to the point where they like are making like the Kenny Stevenson action figure, that's when you can just go ahead and jump out the window.
Yeah. What kind of accessories would your action figure come with, July?
Ooh, that's a great
question. Ooh,
and yeah,
anything
to you? Anything?
Anything? Like I can choose. Whoa, anything?
Yes.
Probably a microphone.
Boom. Oh, because you do podcasts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kenny, what do you think?
Oh God, I don't. I'm so not defined by things, guys.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really proud of my electric car. I would come with an electric car, I guess.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah. It's all I ever wanted. When I'm not one of these big car guys who's like, I want a sports car, or blah, blah, blah. It was like, if you could have any car, what would it be? And I would get an electric car, and I have one.
And is it like quiet?
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
It's everything. The only thing that sucks about it is it's not a Tesla. So it only goes like, it only really goes like 75 miles on a charge. And it goes like way less if you're driving on the freeway. But other than that, it's fine.
That's great.
Getting around town, it's great. And it's an electric car.
This podcast is brought to you by...
the Nissan Leaf.
The Leaf. It's not a leaf, it's a car.
Yeah, hey. Is that something that falls from a tree? No. It's an automobile that you can plug in.
You wouldn't pay thousands of dollars for just a Leaf.
No. And if you did, you're an idiot.
Promo code.
This copy is crazy, by the way. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to the ad people.
What would be your accessory, Gabe?
Yeah.
I think I would just have whatever Donatello came with. A laptop and a big stick.
Donatello Versace or Donatello?
Donatello the Turtle.
The Turtle, the Ninja Turtle.
The Teenage
Donatello
Turtle.
Versace action figures.
They probably
come
exist.
Come with the same.
They probably exist.
A laptop and a big stick.
Was Donatello, he was the staff, right?
Yeah, he did machines.
I've not watched either of the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies.
They're great.
So.
Yeah, oh, are they?
They're,
really?
You want to turn your mind off.
I don't.
I just want to watch a bunch of explosions in action.
No.
This is a movie for you.
That's why I watched the first Transformers movie, and I told myself I was never watching a Michael Bay movie ever again. Mm-hmm. And I know he doesn't direct those movies, but he produces them.
Oh, you can tell.
And they're very clearly like he has his hands all over them, and so I don't have any interest in watching them.
Right. Isn't it interesting that description could be like a I said I wouldn't talk politics, but Trump tagline. Do you want to just turn off your mind and watch a bunch of explosions?
It does sound like something he would say. And you know what? A large percentage of his supporters would be like, damn right I do. Hell yeah. I hate having to think. Trump.
Well, are you okay with any spoilers from any of those TMNT?
You can totally spoil the hell out of those movies.
So at the very end of the second one,
I did like the fact that they brought Casey Jones in. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Casey Jones. We find out in a post-credits sequence, sort of like a la Marvel, because now every movie is doing this.
You gotta have a universe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He takes his mask off and he's Donald Trump.
Oh wow!
Amazing. I thought you were gonna try to do it with Vladimir Putin.
No.
That would have been the callback to the girl.
No. Too obvious.
Yeah, I like that though. That was a real twist.
No, you did it.
Is there really some big spoiler at the end of it?
No.
Well, it didn't make that much money, so there won't be a third one, I don't think. So.
Well, I heard the third one is going to be just post-credit sequence.
Oh, finally.
It's just going to be like credits and then a little bit at the end.
And then like 2.5 hours of a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when that movie ends, it just ends because they've already shown all the credits. That would be kind of amazing.
Right.
Like, and lights up.
Yeah. You see like the end of the film reel.
Mm-hmm. Like, the movie ends and there's only like 3 more feet left. That would be fantastic. Someone do it. You know who would be ballsy enough to do that?
Michael Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay.
July, do you want to hit up your funny pages?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, what?
Oh.
This is a popular segment. This is Carlos.
Getting a serious stare down from the dog.
funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages. Funny pages.
Funny pages.
Love it. Love it.
This is the part of the show where I, July, read a comic verbatim. I've never seen these before. We'll never see them again.
I love this.
I have zero knowledge of a lot of these comics and the backstory. Kenny, do you have any sort of history with comics?
Like Sundays, comics,
Sunday
funnies and stuff? Yeah, my dad would always read the newspaper first, and we weren't allowed to touch it until he was done reading the newspaper. And I would, that was one of the sections I read, was the funnies. So I do have some experience with the funnies, but none of them are actually really funny.
No, that's no. true. We've learned that.
Like,
that's become very clear to us.
Family Circus is not funny in any way, shape, or form.
No.
No. Garfield has not landed a joke since we started doing this comedy.
No, Ziggy. Well, there's no visuals, too, guys. I mean, let's not lose the amazing visuals that come with these.
That's true. That's
a visual medium.
All right, so you get the choice of three comics.
Oh, shit.
You can choose Pluggers, you can choose Ziggy, or you can choose the Fusco Brothers.
Ooh, the Fusco Brothers is pretty good, if I recall correctly. Ziggy is usually just like one panel and nothing is being said. I don't know what that first one is. I'm just going to just ixnay it. I feel like we got to go Ziggy.
Okay.
Great choice.
Great choice.
Because he has a lot of problems with that Ziggy.
Oh, yeah.
Life is hard.
What do you think Ziggy's backstory is? We've done Ziggy before on the show, and I can't tell, like, what kind of guy he is, you know?
That's a great question. Like, what's his origin story?
Yeah.
Well, he was born the day he was drawn.
Okay.
Ooh, I kind of feel compelled to look it up.
But
I'm sure it's just going to give you a bunch of, like...
Does he wear shirt and no pants? Is that
Yeah.
I think he's rocking shirt, no pants.
Shirt, no pants.
Which is, like, the worst thing you can do as a man.
Right. The origin story must contain something about how he lost his pants.
Mm.
I'm literally typing Ziggy origin story into Google.
It auto-filled after you put Z.
Yeah, it immediately with Ziggy origin story was the first. I've stopped typing 5 minutes ago.
Oh, this is something interesting I didn't know. It's created by two people.
Shut up.
Tom Wilson and Tom the Second.
Oh, his son?
His son?
Maybe.
Oh, I think his son is, like, continuing it.
Yeah, Wilson's probably dead.
I don't. Nothing is loading, guys.
His son, who played Biff in Back to the Future.
Thomas Wilson.
is carrying on the Ziggy tradition.
He's a stand-up now, Thomas Wilson is.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for him, right?
Good for him, you know? He hates manure. He probably
didn't
want to
go the, like... Crispin Glover route and decided to be like a weirdo. He's like, I'm going to keep doing this.
Yep. Yeah. Making people laugh.
I can't get it to load. All right.
It's okay.
Well, while July is reading the comic, I'll see if I can find out anything.
Cool.
All right. So this is a one panel comic. We see Ziggy sporting a blue shirt in front of a place that just says aquarium. So he might be in a pet store, and then we see an axe, and above the axe, it says, "In case of fire, break glass." Then we see a bunch of fish behind some glass. Now, Ziggy sort of has a face like he doesn't know if he's gonna pick up this axe to break this glass. Yeah, it's pretty unremarkable. Pretty unremarkable.
I think it's a biting commentary on the state of our country.
No.
Reaching. He's the look on his face is he's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, he just woke up.
Like it like wants to be like a Far Side comic.
Uh-huh.
But then you just put Ziggy in it.
Yeah, I don't know. It felt lazy. I'll say it felt a little
lazy. These
fish.
These fish.
Hot takes.
These Sorry. Fish.
Pam, pam, pam.
These fish look sad, so maybe they think he is going to break the glass. I don't know.
Yeah, the fish look genuinely concerned.
So in this reality, they know what the axe means, or they know who Ziggy is, maybe?
Yeah.
Right.
Like I don't know. I think the fish look legitimately worried that he's gonna break the glass, and they somehow know that if they are taken out of the water, they can't breathe. I don't know how a fish would know that, because if you only live in water, how would you not know? How would you know that getting out of the water makes it so you can't breathe?
That's a good point.
I don't know. Kenny is shrugging.
How sentient are fish?
Every solution that I'm thinking of to try and get around it would actually involve getting out of the water. Like, I was thinking maybe they saw this or that TV show, but again, that's not available.
I don't know. I mean, how accurate is Finding Nemo and Finding Dory? How much research did Pixar do?
I don't know, but I'll say that they did a lot, because this episode is brought to you by Pixar. part of Disney, I think, still.
Yeah, Disney. At one point, Disney owns Pixar. They weren't. Mm-hmm. Pixar is just one of the things that Disney owns, in addition to Lucasfilms, the Muppets, Marvel. It's just one of the things that they also own is Pixar.
TGIF.
Yeah, they own all the Perfect Strangers, Family Matters.
They own Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry, Appleton. What was Pixar's movie this summer? I can't remember.
Oh,
it
wasn't the super Inside memorable. Out.
It no, that was it last summer.
Sequel to something.
Was it Storks?
No. Did they make a movie this? No, Finding Dory. Said it. Yes, Finding Dory.
I didn't see it.
My kid saw it. My 3-year-old daughter saw it. She enjoyed it. So, hey, mission accomplished.
Perfect. Good job, Pixar.
Yep.
Now you'll be able to keep the checks rolling in.
So now is part of the show where I read the comments on the comic.
Okay, yes.
People comment on these comics.
I
don't
hope
know
these
why.
People are the worst people on the internet. I want like Ghostbusters level shit talking on this Ziggy.
Not
cartoon.
My Ziggy.
Yeah, definitely not. A. Carey once said about 9 hours ago, so this is fresh.
Ooh.
Looks like someone's idea of a sick joke.
What?
Oh. So nasty.
Wow. Jeez. I Am Bert 2015 said, makes no sense. Break the glass. Fish would die? Question mark.
I think that was like this entire segment.
Yeah,
in a very concise comment.
It's well put. It's apt.
Finally, Joe Clear, aka Grasshopper. He's a pro member.
Oh shit!
Whatever that means.
It means we should respect what he's about to
say.
Yeah,
this is some knowledge about to be dropped.
Aw, and break up that happy home. Aw, just look at those sad little faces, Ziggy. Don't do it, no matter what.
Yeah, that was good.
I love that there's like genuine concern there.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Ziggy, please. I feel like he lost sleep that night.
Yeah.
He had legitimately was like tortured over what... Did he do it or not? I don't know. God, please.
Joe Clear, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
When was that comment posted?
20 hours ago.
Oh, he's...
Oh, jeez. He's had a full day to think about this. Yeah.
Well, that was a great comic section and a great comment section. You really knocked it out of the park as usual, July.
Thanks. This segment also has an outro.
Oh, great.
Oh, whoa.
Section thing. Oh, God.
I could listen to that all night.
It's July. Listeners probably don't know, too, that he's playing the violin live.
Yeah, none of that. That was not a track.
No.
Doing
the wands.
Yeah, the noises that were coming out of your mouth while you were playing violin were spectacular.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very impressive. Very impressive. It's a whole 30-piece orchestra, too, here. Like, you had multiple instruments to choose from.
Please, I don't want to come across as pretentious. But, yes, I'm very good at what I do.
Great job. So yeah, we've made it to the part of the show at the end where we like to do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about the things that we've talked about on the show.
Yes.
We always invite but don't require our guests to participate.
Oh, I'm participating.
Oh, perfect. Robalor Hall, what do you suggest as a topic for us to hoedown about this week? We talked about
Disney attractions.
Okay, Disney attractions.
Okay,
cool.
Thanks, Robalor Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So when I go to Disney, I want to see Goofy. He's my cool pal. We hang out all the time. If you think someone else is going to come between us, then you're going to shut your mouth, son.
Well, I went to Disneyland just the other day. I saw Mickey and Minnie, and they just looked okay. I love them. I take them on the road, and then I get in a car that is driven by Mr. Toad.
Well, I took my kid to Disney. I brought a pack of Coors. We snuck it on into the RideStar Tours. It was pretty fun, but then my kid wouldn't shut up. So I kicked her off the ride and said, "Get the fuck out of here."
Great.
I love my daughter. Love her a lot.
Well, I think that Disney bucks are great. I like them better than regular money.
They're great to use for Goofy's balls. They're a sour candy. Get them at the Matterhorn.
Get them at the Matterhorn.
Another great, great outro.
That was spectacular, guys.
The important thing is to nail the landing, and we do it every week with this hoedown segment.
Right? I love that you do. That you end your show with the Whose Line Is It Anyway reference. So wonderful.
Oh, thanks.
So on trend.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, we got it, you know, all of the stuff that once was cool comes back. Mm-hmm. And so
Whose Line Is It Anyway is back on television,
it's
guys.
Back, and
it's back with Aisha Tyler. Heather Ann Campbell's on the show.
Yes.
Ryan Stiles is still doing it. Colin Mockery.
Laura Hall on keys.
Laura Hall is killing it on keys.
Brad Sherwood,
Chip Esten,
Jeffy Davis.
Let's not sleep on Wayne Brady, guys.
Wayne Brady, oh my God, he's the king.
If only we could.
Don't, you know what? You know what Wayne Brady can do? He can improvise a song.
Oh,
right.
That when the revival came back, I had to kill your outro.
No.
When the revival came back, and then it just seemed like at some points it was just like some shows. It was like, all right, Wayne, just sing again. Fuck
yeah.
It. Just someone give a suggestion and have Wayne sing a fucking song.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wayne is going to sing a James Brown song in the style of James Brown.
Yeah, and then it's like,
at this point.
That was great. Thanks, Wayne. This next game, Wayne's going to sing a song. it's like the whole show was like seven songs improvised by Wayne Brady.
And we're going to have some lady from the audience just sit there so we can make it as awkward as possible.
Nothing is more awkward.
Kenny, thanks so much for coming on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
We had the best time. I feel like we learned a lot.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And we stuck the landing, like I said.
Killed it.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I have my monthly show at the UCB. It's the first Saturday of every month called DC Hollywood for Ugly People. The next show is November 5th, and that's a Saturday at 7. And it's just a bunch of comedians talking politics. Past guests have included Tim Simons from Veep, the Sklar Brothers, Michaela Watkins from Casual, working on a pretty solid lineup for the next show. And yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, too, I guess, at Kenny G. Stevenson, and Facebook and social media and all that stuff.
Yeah. And that's at which UCB?
UCB Sunset, yes.
Perfect. Just don't want people going to the wrong place.
Don't go to Franklin.
Come on.
I mean, go to Franklin, but don't go there if you want to go to see my show. Go
right.
to Sunset.
July, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
No.
Oh. I thought you would this time.
No, I'll give my plug to Robalor Hall.
Okay.
Oh, what does she have to plug? She's getting on a very large book to read from.
Self-driving cars.
Oh. Yeah, she's into it. She tried to apply for a job as an Uber driver, but they are still working on all the sort of like litigation or like all the like laws behind automated cars. And
yeah,
they can't just like
do they should have yet. They should have to pass a driver's test just like the rest of us.
Right, exactly. I would like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits, and it can be found on the web at twb.cool. And send in your questions to twb.cool/ask. Our theme song is by Andrew Clotworthy. We should be giving him a plug at the end of every show, right? Yeah.
You just did.
I did, but I've been thinking, why haven't I been giving him a plug at the end of every show? Now I'm doing it. He's got lots of great songs on SoundCloud at Clotworthy. And you can find us on the web at TrendsW Benefits on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else that money can buy.
All those free sites.
All those, yeah. Thanks again for listening, everybody. Thanks again to Kenny for coming on.
Thank you.
And bye.
Bye.
Bye.